Hello.
Hello.
Hi. This is Tamiko with customer support returning your phone call. How may I help you today?
I'm trying to get my money back from a charge that y'all took out of my bank account that I didn't
Okay.
authorize.
Okay.
Listen,
I need your zip
I
code to
am
pull your account up.
67 years old and I do not order bodybuilding products. I want somebody on the phone who will listen and give me my money back.
Well, if you give me your zip code, I can be able to see what you're talking about.
All right, it's 32091.
Can I get your first and last name?
Marie Dupre.
Okay. I'm not pulling you up on. You said 32091, right?
32091.
Okay, I might have to try your name because I'm not pulling you up under your zip code.
No, because I'm not a customer.
Can I get your spell your first name for me?
Marie.
Okay, and spell your last name.
D as in day, Upre.
Okay. I'm not pulling you up on the do you have a custom a order number or anything?
Nope, all I have is $56.95 missing from my bank account. And that's
Okay.
my phone bill, the bulk of my phone bill.
You said your last name Dutre, correct?
Correct. I am not a customer.
I understand
I
that, but
want.
on the way, I can't do anything to your account unless I get pull your account up to see what you're talking about. I can't help you with anything if I don't have the information in front of me to be able to
How
help
are you
you.
going to pull up an account when I don't have an
So,
account with y'all?
oh my God. If you That's why I'm trying to research and find out why I'm trying to get all type or if you went online and did something and
Nope.
well then I don't then you I don't know what else to tell you because if I don't have a I'm not pulling you up by your first or last name. I can't pull you up by your zip code. Is there
I don't have an order number because I didn't
do
place
you
an order.
Well, if you didn't place an
I
order or anything, then you might need to consult with your bank to see what information they may have and give us a call back so we can be able to pull the information up to figure out what's going on.
How did y'all get my bank account in the first place?
I don't even know how they got, I mean, only way,
Well,
whatever
I tell
credit
you this
card, somebody got
much.
your credit.
I tell you this much. I've already called the FBI
Okay,
fraud
ma'am,
hotline,
you can
and
throw.
guess what? I'm going to get my money back.
Well, okay, that's fine. But if I can't, if you don't give me any information that I can
I
pull
gave
your
you
account up
what I
to
got.
see, I can't pull you up by your last name, first name, and
What do
I
you
ain't pull you
need?
up by your zip code. If you have, maybe I can try whatever card that they, whoever charged, since it wasn't you, but whatever card you have, I'm gonna need that first six digit and the last four and see if it will pull it up that way. If it don't pull it up that
Right.
way, then it must have been already taken care of.
No, I don't have my money back. The last four digits of my card, it's my debit card.
Okay,
It's
give me the
1662.
1662. Okay, give
Yeah.
me the first six digit. You laughing, I'm trying to help you.
43 00 7620.
I just need the first six. I don't need all the extra.
Okay, 43 00 7620.
4 3. Okay, now go ahead. My computer was acting crazy. 4 3.
0 0 7 6.
7 6. Okay, now I see Marie Dupree. Okay, I pulled you up for that. Now, could you verify your address for me?
614 Milton Terrace, Stark, Florida.
Okay. 1 second while it's loading. And then I could be able to go even further to figure out what's going on. Okay. I see something. Did you, on 11/11 of this month, did you try to order some type of, did you try to enter into a sweepstake to win a kitchen set? Okay, that's where all of this coming from when you did that. Okay.
All right. It was supposed to be $2. Where does the rest come from?
It's supposed to be $2. It says $7.95 for shipping and handling if you win. It seemed like you talked to, let me see. Seemed like you talked to someone, Ricky Henderson, earlier today.
Yeah, I got it.
And they canceled the account. Okay, but it's a sweepstakes. When you enter into a sweepstakes, if you don't cancel within 5 to 7 business days, they automatically enroll you into a subscription. And that what happened?
Yeah, that's a hidden thing because there was nothing about that in the entry. Nothing.
It may not be in the entry, but it was in the term conditions and the fine print. You have to read the fine print, the terms and conditions.
I want out of the sweepstakes.
I canceled. I see it's already been canceled.
I want my $57.
I don't see a $2. The only thing I see is a $7.95 charge, and I see where.
I want that reversed.
And and I see where they charge you $56.95 for us to, they automatically enroll you on the 15th of this month into subscription membership.
No. I don't want it. I want the money refunded back immediately. My phone bill's coming out and I don't have the money because of this charge. So that's going to NSF my account. Are y'all going to cover $33?
I'm reading the notes for whoever you talked to earlier today. He said he stated...
We didn't get anywhere.
Well, he made some type of notation.
Hung up.
You might have got disconnected some type of way. I don't know why, but... she did cancel the account, I see here. And then I see where she put, customer stated that this is a fraud. Customer wants canceled and sent to fraud department. I guess they sent you over to fraud department. Hold on, let me...
You can reverse this charge. I know you can. I worked in office. I know how this works. I know accounts payables and receivables, and I know how to put money back when it's not supposed to be taken out. And I know you can do it with the push of a button.
I'm not saying that, ma'am, but I do. I have a supervisor I have to consult with about this. And
If it's not returned to me, I
ma'am,
will file
how can someone help you
show.
If you get the attitude?
Let me
I'm trying
to
help
supervisor.
You.
Let me talk to your supervisor.
Oh my God.
The one in charge of the place. Don't say, oh my God, because I am an irate person right now. And I am not a customer. I have been swindled out of my money, and I want my money back. Plus, I'm going online and I'm spreading the word about this shit. I'm going to tell everybody it's a scam.
Ma'am, I talked to my supervisor. She said the most she can do is give you 50% discount, refund back to your account, and 50% of the total charge, 56, was it? 56.95.
Plus the $7.95 that they want to charge me that they're
they
not getting.
They will give
getting.
You $28.48 refunded back to you.
$28? What the hell? No. I want my damn money back. I want all of it back. Not no $28 and something. Bullshit. I didn't order your crap.
Okay, ma'am. You signed. My name is Pam, and I'm a supervisor here. You signed up to win a KitchenAid mixer back on November 11th for $7.95.
No, I paid $2.
Okay, but by signing up for that KitchenAid mixer, it enrolled you in our Factory Direct Saving Discount Store.
Well, y'all need to put that up front where y'all don't swindle
do,
people
ma'am.
Out of their
we
money.
Do. We
they
put
did
it.
Not authorize.
Yes, ma'am. You authorized it when you placed that order.
No,
I apologize.
Did not.
50% is the most
no,
we can do,
I
ma'am.
I want my money back or else I'm getting the law involved in this. I'm calling.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm
even if you
already.
Go to the law, they're going to get our terms and conditions offline and see that we did make it very clear what you was ordering. Bear with me one second. Let me see if there's anything else I can do.
Hey, I already contacted the FBI fraud hotline. Y'all a bunch of scammers.
All right, ma'am, you're completely refunded. It'll be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. Your account's canceled and you won't be charged anything else. We do thank you for calling customer service and you have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.